Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
It's the Robin Lundberg Show here on CBS Sports Radio. On to the next fine or grievance or appeal when it comes to the NFL. There are a lot of them. And who better to talk to about them than Andrew Brandt of the MMQB Business of Sports podcast. And Andrew, I was just talking about Vontaze Burfict, and I think what he has done is indefensible, but in a way I can see it as understandable, given he's probably been rewarded for the way he plays a lot throughout his career. But when it comes to the actual suspension, what are the chances you think he has with an appeal here?
Yeah, good morning, Rob. And, you know, this is something where I sort of trot out my Twitterism that everyone knows about. There will be lawyers. And people are asking me, how could the NFLPA defend Vontaze Burfict? And listen, they defended the Bountygate group. Mm-hmm. And it's the same thing, inflicting harm on their fellow members. But as a lawyer, you got to represent this because it's all about precedent. And I know the Twitter mob and everyone's like, yeah, get him out for the season or beyond. But to me, what's the precedent? Is there precedent for banning someone for a season, which is millions of dollars? So listen, I think the visceral emotional reaction is this guy's a headhunter, sure, whatever. But you got precedent to deal with, and then you talk about more of the emotional part of it where – listen, everyone listening, we're all conflicted here, right? Because we lament the violence, but we crave the violence. Mm-hmm. Who would watch the NFL without violence? No one. So it's really this contradiction we all have. And again, from a legal point of view, I see why they defend him.
Yeah, I sometimes say it's like our guilty conscience at times a little bit. At work with some of these hits, and you know the players don't have the benefit of replay. But I like what you said about the precedent, and I like that you referenced Bountygate, because I was talking about Bountygate before, and yeah. The guy behind that was coaching at the top level just last year and is a coordinator this year, so he's in a leadership position. But when you're discussing the precedent, it's something that they might argue that there's also not like a cut and dry, you know, violation here that they can point to. This is the rule that says when you do this, the punishment here is this. It seems more arbitrary.
Yeah, and I think, you know, you have the element of time here because you know he's going to be suspended for a while, so you pursue the grievance process, and maybe the season is reduced to 4 or 10 or 6 or whatever games, and he'll be back. I mean, again, this also puts John Gruden and management in a tough position, and I was there for the Packers for 10 years where part of you understands what the league is doing, and you have to be a league employee. You have to be on the side of the league. But then you're talking about your own player, and you have to support that as well. You know, this is why people always ask me, why is it always commissioner? Why is it always the league? What about the teams? And that's a great question. You know, the teams don't do a lot of discipline. And the reason is they've got these guys with them. You know, they want them to play for them and be inspired and motivated. So it really brings up a tough issue between league and team.
Robin Lundberg talking to Andrew Brandt of the MMQB Business of Sports podcast here on CBS Sports Radio. Now, I hate to bring this up because I've gone a show without talking about the guy maybe for the first time in a long time. But Antonio Brown put out a whole bunch of grievances. Yeah. I think it was 9 grievances and trying to get his money back. And when you're talking about the difference between the team and the league, it was finally the team in the Patriots. You can question the why, but they made the decision. Defending Antonio Brown, if you're the Players Association and whoever, the lawyers, yeah. What do you think their chief argument is going to be?
You know, without having seen the language of the two contracts, and I'm talking about the Raiders contract that allegedly had $30 million in guarantees, and then, of course, the Patriots contract, my response, having been on both sides of this, is I sense that Brown has a much better case against the Patriots. The Raiders case you know, there was multiple documentation by Mike Mayock that actually was out in the media about warning him and advising him his guarantees had been voided from his behavior. We all saw it. That's what the lawyers will see. I think the Raiders seem to have a pretty good case. And he sabotaged himself and filmed himself excited beyond belief that he had been released. So I think the Raiders, what I can tell, are in good shape. As for the Patriots, when I saw that they signed him as a $9 million signing bonus, not salary, but signing bonus, I'm like, oof. And lo and behold, it didn't work out, and they're withholding the money. You know, usually signing bonus means for signing. Like, you don't have to do anything else. You just sign the contract. That's your money. So they may have a real tough case. And this idea of fair disclosed sexual lawsuits, listen, they took him in. They played him. So, you know, to base it all on the fact that I guess Antonio Brown reached out to this woman after a report was made, I think that's a tougher case. I think the Patriots are going to have a tougher time there.
Yeah, and you're right. It seemed like the Raiders were working in preparation to that, right? Like putting that language out into the universe so that they could say this was what was broken. One more for you. I saw about a week ago there was I think Adam Schefter had speculated that Patrick Mahomes, his contract extension when he signs it could eclipse $200 million. I know you have experience as an agent. If you were Patrick Mahomes' agent, well, first of all, you'd be a lot richer soon. But what would be your ask? What would be the, you know, like, because every quarterback contract, you know, of a major quarterback is setting the benchmark. But what kind of benchmark can Patrick Mahomes set?
Well, you know me, I always focus more on the security than the number, because the media flags these numbers as, and they puff up numbers that really don't mean anything. This is the white whale for people wanting security in NFL contracts. We see NBA and Major League Baseball have 5, 6, 7 years fully guaranteed. And forget the number. You know, people are going to jump on $200 million, whatever it is, but can they get it fully guaranteed? You know, because the Chiefs will say, no, we can't, no precedent, never's been done, whatever. And the agent should say, are you worried about cutting Patrick Mahomes when he's 30 years old? I mean, what's the problem here? And it's all going to come down to precedent. Listen, Russell Wilson made this argument. Seahawks said precedent. Aaron Rodgers made this argument. Packers said no, precedent. Can Patrick Mahomes break through? And even if the team says, of course, we're not going to cut him, the agent says, put it in writing. So that's where I think the negotiation will come down to.
When you say precedent, though, let's say it does happen, and you're right, like if anybody could get it done, it's got to be Patrick Mahomes. Does that change the actual precedent? We know it's the argument they would make, but would that open the door to more fully guaranteed contracts going forward, you think?
Well, we saw with Cousins, it hasn't happened since, because Cousins was a free agent. No one's been in that position. You know, you could argue that Kirk Cousins had more leverage than Patrick Mahomes will have, because he had teams bidding. Patrick Mahomes will not have teams bidding. You know, you could also argue Patrick Mahomes would be wise to wait, get closer to free agency. Will he wait? Probably not. If they throw this huge money in front of him, that's probably not going to happen. But we'll see. Yes, I mean, listen, that's a part of this, Robin, because once the Chiefs go down that road, they're going to hear from other owners. Like, don't do that. You know, don't do that. We got our guy coming up in a couple of years. So that all goes on.
Well, yeah, I wouldn't be worried about any other guys if I've got Patrick Mahomes. Andrew, appreciate the time as always.
Thanks, Robin.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.